The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trace Clark. It's Thursday. We're back together, the dynamic duo. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning there, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
How are you today, man?
I'm all right. My milestone today on my way into work, my Jeep turned 100,000. It was kind of an odd feeling. It's just a number, but it was kind of
no,
an odd
but
feeling.
It's more than that. When you hit 100,000, it's kind of like your child's like hits their first birthday.
Yeah,
I mean, because you know, you got 100,000 miles on that Jeep. Most but Jeep's wheels fall off by then.
I don't. It's still. And I was amazed at how well Jeeps hold their value. But,
And you have to wonder why sometimes, too.
I apparently got the one that was made on Wednesday because it's in pretty good shape.
Yeah, well, you take good care of that little baby, too. Hey, good morning.
62 degrees in downtown Reading. Today we're looking for a high near 95, partly cloudy with a low around 62 this evening. On Friday, cool down a little bit, high around 85. Friday night, a 20% chance of showers after midnight. And on Saturday, we're looking at a 30% chance of showers and only getting up to 77. So we're a little bit of a cooling trend coming.
Oh.
Maybe a possibility of some showers. We can hope. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Or our customers are warm friends, we hope, in the coming months. Locally owned and operated, they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And I'm glad it's Thursday.
It is Thursday because it's only three more working days until
Monday.
I
know, and I love Thursdays.
Hey, a lot of things happening. But the main thing I want to hear in the next couple of few minutes is, so what do you think of the debate, Trish?
The debate.
The debate. What do you think of the debate, Trish?
That's kind of a strange word for let's all talk about how bad everything is and act like the last 6 years just didn't happen. We're still fighting the Republicans, and we're going to get rid of capitalism, and we need health care for everyone, and we need jobs for everyone, and we need and you kind of go, okay, so what did we do in the last 6 years, and didn't we pass already all that? And how are we going to pay for it? And we're going to pay for it we're going to tax the rich.
And, we're going to close all those loopholes.
Close all those loopholes and bring all that in. It never ceases to amaze me. As the last, you know, we've always known that the liberals and the left, and they were just as bad socialists. I mean, they were just totally socialist. But they always denied it up until now and even hated the word liberal. And now they're proudly announcing, I mean, the next word they're going to use is communist.
Well, they're socialist.
They're just right there in your face.
Yeah, well, can you tell
us? Were you amazed?
Yeah. Well, what's amazing me is you got Bernie Sanders, who is appealing to a lot of young people. And the fact is, he is a socialist, as he says, a Democrat socialist. But he's also a conscientious objector during Vietnam. Now, you can do that. I mean, if you're a conscientious objector, and he went through the process to do this, but this is the man you're going to have as your commander-in-chief, somebody that was a conscientious objector. If he wins, I mean, he's not going to win, because as soon as you get out there, as soon as he starts talking, you know, and then he turns to Hillary, and one of the things that was a pivotal point that is under investigation, not by the GOP, but by the FBI and several other agencies, about the servers and these emails. Enough of these damn emails. No.
We're tired of hearing about it.
No, maybe if the Democrats and that rabid crowd they had in there that was all very pro-Democrat crowd, which you'd expect, as Republicans had in theirs. But To say that people don't, that was me. I went like this.
Oh.
There was a sound probably most of y'all didn't hear, but I heard it. Because I ran my finger along one of the springs, the large springs we have here, holding things, you know, holding the mics together, not together, but, you know, so you can situate them. But if you go like that, it makes this weird noise that everybody gets crazy about. But it goes back into the fact is that people do care about this speaker. 58% of the people don't believe that she's honest or trustworthy. And when Lincoln Chafee said something like that, and he said the American people deserve somebody that doesn't have scandals all over them. And when that guy turns to her, the moderator, and says, "Would you care to explain this? Or would you care to comment on this?" And Hillary goes, "No."
Well, and then they let it go. But here, let me just make a final point before we go to the phone. What I really got from that whole thing is that, number one, even Bernie Sanders, who had every opportunity to take shots at Hillary and didn't, they all kind of were standing there as a backdrop to make Hillary look really good. That was the impression that
they
I got.
They put her right in the middle of the four
guys. And how can we make her, I mean, it was very clear to me that the intention of the Democratic Party, to the best of my knowledge at this point, is to make Hillary the candidate.
Hillary, of course,
and I did
guys.
Not.
Of course,
and I never. I didn't really think she would come out on top. I mean, I didn't really think she was going to be the candidate because she has so much stuff. Well, but they are oblivious to it. They're so arrogant.
Out.
They think that they just absolutely can put her up there. It's going to be a coronation. She's going to win,
Teflon
and that's
president.
All there is to it.
Well,
so she's due.
Well, let's go to the phones because today is Think Pink Day.
Yes,
and
it is.
Linda, where are you?
Well, good morning, everybody. I'm down here with Molly Kidd, and we're with our doc this morning. I'm very excited about that. You know, it's Pink Pink Breast Cancer Awareness Day, October 15th. The new location is at KIXD, so come on down. The bags are being passed out, and everybody's in great, great spirits. But this morning, let's talk to, I love this gal. She is a class act. Could you, I'm going to go ahead and just pass the phone over to her. And for our listeners, could you, like, introduce yourself? Because I want to make sure that I have the right letters and the right stuff behind your name, because you know that's really important. Good morning, and how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Linda. I'm Eva Bauer, and I'm a radiologist, and I'm, first of all, a woman. And as a woman, all of us women are, and some men are, at risk of cancer in general, and the most common cause of cancer in women is breast cancer, other than the little skin cancers. And my message today to every woman out there is you have to own your health because nobody else will do that for you. Mammograms after the age of 40 are your best defense against breast cancer because cancer is a lottery, basically. And you really don't have any, you can do everything right and still get cancer. And your best defense is actually early detection. And whether it's colonoscopy, mammograms, as we're here today to promote, or self-breast exam, all of these tools are tools that are available to every woman. Mammograms are paid for by insurance annually after the age of 40. So if you're a woman and you're not coming and getting them and screening, then you're missing out. You're missing out on a great tool that could save your life.
Dr. Eva Bauer, I'm telling you what, we're going to have some valuable information. Thank you so much. And I, like I said, when I love this doc, she is the gal who, when I went in to have my mammogram, they now have a new 3D imaging, and it was fast, it was efficient. I did it live on the air, so you could see that it's something that's so important that we do. That I was in and out of there within 45 minutes. You could do it. Did you want to talk a little bit? Hold just a second.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention about the 3D mammography. It is an amazing tool that we have put in about 2 years ago now. We're providing it free for every woman, no additional charge. Many centers up and down in California are actually charging for it, but we've provided it free because, and it has increased the detection rate, and yes, it has, and decreased the callback rate for mammograms, which is, you know, just an amazing, amazing tool. And I just encourage every woman to be aware of your breasts and any changes that occur in them. And don't delay or be in denial about anything you might detect because I see that so many times where women just, they talk themselves out of it and they talk themselves out of coming in and getting an annual mammogram. And I've had mine since I was 35 years old. My mom had breast cancer. I'm sure, you know, it's just a lottery. You just really don't know who will get it and when. But you can do something about catching it early and saving a life, possibly your own.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Ava Bauer. And again, Molly's here. We're going to be calling in on the next break with some more information, but we're live down here at Think Pink. You know, it's a big deal, the annual Think Pink Day. Valuable information from our doctor here this morning.
Okay, you're in KIXE on Miracle Mile down there.
Down in Miracle Mile. So we'll be coming back.
There's a lot of people showing up.
A lot of people are showing up. Yeah, we've got a couple other doctors that are standing by to talk to our listeners. So we're going to say goodbye now at this point, but I'll be calling back at the next break.
All right.
Morning, Linda.
Right. Linda's down there.
Good morning, Trish.
Linda's down at the Think Pink, and they're going to be calling in with different experts on everything. So, okay, thanks a lot, hon. Hey, this portion of the show has been brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, a top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row, and a top 50 in the cardiac area. And, you know, you don't get this by accident. You get it by treating people well and being in the business for 70 years and knowing what you're doing. Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
View 202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, View 202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202, 226-8439. That's 226-8439.
This is Carl Bott. I'm sitting with Ted Ogilvie here, manager and head driller of Diamond Core Drilling. You know, Ted, with all this water shortage and the drought that's going on, people have a lot of questions about their water wells. What can Diamond Core Drilling do for these people?
I've seen a lot of people run out of water, and it takes a very long time to get a driller scheduled. What we'd like to do is see if we can pull a Department of Water Resources log that shows the construction details of the well. And then we also like to come out and do an actual site visit and inspect the well and see if there's anything that can be done with the well.
Now, this is a free consultation, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Carl. We don't charge anything for that. We've been providing water well services since 1980. We're veteran-owned, veteran-managed. You can reach us at area code 530-275-8162, or you can visit our website, diamondcoredrilling.net.
That's Diamond Core Drilling. They can help you with any of your water well needs.
This is Ted Ogilvie. We're here to help.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame. I doubt of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank everyone for their patience on deliveries. Having the boys on the fire has been tough, but bear with us, we will get to you, I promise. Danny's driving truck also, so give the girls in the office a call and we'll take care of your deliveries. Kathy's got more forklift tanks coming in any day now. Robin in Corning has barbecue bottles on the exchange program, so give her a call. She's got red diesel at the pump or deliveries to your farm, ranch, or orchard. Joe at Weaverville's been very busy with the loggers and the firefighters at all of our CFN and Visa card locks. And remember, we have card locks in South Reading at the Muse Yard, open 24/7. Northern Lights Energy, supporting our local families and firefighters. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trace Clark. It's Thursday, the 15th of October, 7:22 in the morning, 62 degrees, going up to 95 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, great coffees of all kinds that you could possibly want, including the new, you know, they're going to start getting those pumpkin spices and lattes in there. Then walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California and a walk-in humidor. That is just absolutely fabulous. All of this at 2143 Hilltop Drive, a veteran-owned business, Tobacco and Brew. Okay, now we've got everybody excited about certain things. Let's talk about Gavin Newsom, who's running for governor in 2018. He's got a new initiative here. Okay, everybody that buys ammo, I don't care if you've got one gun or 1,000, wants to put out a ballot initiative to tighten down those gun laws. Here's what the initiative says, which would make 5 changes to state law. Eliminate the stockpile of now banned large capacity magazines with 11 rounds or more. Owners would be required to sell them to licensed firearm dealers, take them out of state, or turn them into law enforcement to be destroyed. See, it's already banned to sell them. But if you had them like from, you know, years ago, you could have them. But now here's the question is, how many of those high capacity magazines are being used in, you know, for crimes? I mean,
irrelevant, because the only people that are going to follow his new thing are the people that are legal, that are law-abiding citizens. Criminals don't follow these new laws.
Okay, here's a good one. Background checks for ammunition purchases. Ammunition dealers would need to conduct a background check at the point of sale.
That's insane.
For all ammunition, and dealers would need a license similar to those required to sell firearms. Stores would also be required to report to law enforcement ammunition had been lost or stolen. Okay, so that means if you go in to buy a box of 22 ammo, you've got to do a background check. What, they're going to do what, an instant background check on you? Or does this mean is that you've got to go through and get a background check? Everybody that's going to buy ammo has got to get a background check. And then show some kind of card or thumbprint or something, just like you do for buying a gun.
And how often do you have to repeat that? Maybe I have a background check, and then next week I have a something go wrong on my record, and I have to have another background check every time I buy a box of 22 shells?
Anyway, reporting lost and stolen guns. You have to report a case. You have to report a lost or stolen gun. Okay.
And if you don't?
Well, you'll go to jail.
Which is pretty prudent.
Felons must relinquish weapons. California courts would set up a clear process to relinquish weapons. The authors say that there are more than 17,000 Californians who are prohibited from owning firearms currently have guns. Well, aren't they
then
already?
Then go out and take them away from them.
They're doing that already, and I don't know why you
need
to do
this. There is a law that says that if you have it, you have to turn it in, and we're supposed to go get it. So why not just do it?
Firearms database. The California Department of Justice would have to notify the instant criminal background check system when someone is added to the database of those prohibited from purchasing or owning a firearm. California does it, but only voluntarily. Now they say you have to do it. Okay, so if you're a criminal and you've used a gun or you're a criminal, you need to be added to the database. I don't have a problem with that part. Okay. Here's the dangerous part. A poll last month by the Public Policy Institute of California found that two-thirds of adults, and of course you have to ask who these people are, they're doing the What did the poll say? How did they write it and all that kind of stuff? But they said 2/3 of adults believe California's gun control laws should be stricter than they are now. It found that 57% of adults said controlling gun ownership is more important than protecting the right of Americans to own guns.
See, now, and again, you're right. You got to see, who did they ask? Well, they probably asked the legislature of the state of California. That probably is the polling group. It's probably 200 people, all of which live in the city of San Francisco. All of that is insane because the bottom line is the guns don't kill anybody. If they don't have a gun, they're going to do something else. And criminals don't obey laws. There are more than enough laws on the books right now to control all of these issues. Why are you threatened by somebody with a legal, authorized, reasonable person with a concealed weapon in a room that's going to protect you if some idiot comes in and is going to blow you away? That is insane.
Let's talk about this. Chief Rob Pelletti was on the show yesterday. We're talking about, and this is one of the things I'd like to talk about, is the safety blueprint. The city now, of course, will not release it. You know, we're not release drafts. And they say, oh, no, we don't want public comment in it right now. And we don't want public comment now because it might muddy the waters, is what the city of Reading is saying to Record Searchlight. Well, let me give you a couple of things that this draft said before the first one. We don't need more officers. That's what it said. Now, let me throw these two statistics out to you, my friends, and then let's think about this draft, safety draft. Active shooter in the schools and malls and churches and these places they go to and these theaters shoot an average of 5 minutes. 5 to 12 minutes, most of them 5 to 7 minutes, they're shooting. I asked Chief Rob Pelletti on the show yesterday, what's your response time for emergencies? 16 minutes.
Over and done with, cleaning up the bodies.
The guy has left, shot himself by that point. Now tell me that taking weapons away and making it harder for law-abiding citizens to have a concealed carry permit, who should be maybe on campus as an instructor, or in some capacity, as a school administrator, if they're armed, they can get at least to the shooter.
And you
may say, oh, they're not trained. They can be trained.
They can be trained.
I know that I've trained people for 40 years of my life. People couldn't even understand English, but yet they were training.
Well, yeah, and I said last week on the show, and I'll say it again, for my children and my grandchildren, what I would like to see is a program put in place, even let's start here in Shasta County, where anyone who is a teacher, a custodian, whatever they are, on a school campus can go through a process to be trained and legally armed, and the principal knows who they are, doesn't matter whether they're a teacher, doesn't matter who they are, that they could carry concealed on campus.
Or you put armed guards on campus.
Well, that's my second choice, Carl, because I think then you set up somebody to be the target.
Well,
there's
a
plan in place. I would rather just have people there. We don't know who they are. I mean, I like the sign that we saw on Facebook over the last couple of days. 50% of our teachers are armed with a Glock 45. Want to guess which ones? I like it. I mean, why not? Why not say this campus is, our campus is protected. It's secure. Enter at your own risk.
Well, you know what?
Instead of saying, this is a place to come and shoot us because nobody else is armed.
Gun-free zones don't work. We all know that.
That's a joke.
They absolutely don't work. Okay, let's go to the phones. Linda, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. Good morning. And here we are. We are live out here on the street here in front of KIXD. And this is really, really cool, you guys. People are lined up on the street with the balloons and the bags that they give out every year. So we have some oncologists. We've talked to our radiologist, but right now we'd like to go to Michelle Slade, who basically spearheaded this whole thing today, brought it from MD Imaging because it makes more sense, and actually there's been really good traffic flow. So if you're listening this morning on your drive, it's really quite easy to get drive up through and get your bag and get some information on Think Tank. We've got some characters out here, too. It's a lot of fun. So good morning, Michelle Slade.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me. It's a great day here on North Market Street. We, of course, are the west side location. So if you're over at the post office area, feel free and swing by there or go online at norcalthinktank.org. We have 35 other outreach locations, so I'm sure there is a location near you.
Well, how many people have you had been coming through here?
Hi. Okay, so Michelle, I'm going to just go here. Michelle, what has this...
Maintain Breast Cancer Awareness Month. What does it mean for you?
Yeah, this is a really great opportunity because we're a public television station here at KIXC, and that's actually my passion that I do during the daytime as the director of development. I also wear the hat as the co-media chair, and I'm on the board for NorCal Think Pink. And so this is just a great opportunity for us as a community-owned station to be able to give back to our community by being the host of the Think Pink site. It's really important that we're able to share in the mission to educate women and their families about the importance of early detection and education. And so it's just a real privilege to be able to partner with NorCal Think Pink and to make this happen for our community.
Okay. All right. Sounds like a good time. We're having Dr.
It's a good time. We're going to call back. You know, I've got to tell you right now, they were so nice. They put a booth out here for us. And we're doing our cell phone thing today, so we're walking around. But I just wanted to let you know we're going to be calling back because it's really important today, as we know it's Think Pink that we're going to do. We're going to be talking to an oncologist and a survivor. So we'll be back calling you back on KCNR.
Okay, and thanks a lot.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right.
Bye.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. We're talking about shooting. Northern Firearms Instruction provides one of the most complete CCW classes you're ever going to get, plus an advanced class, an advanced pistol class, where if you've already got your concealed carry, this will put you into a much higher level of capabilities on how to present the weapons, how to fire, how to move, how to take cover, all of these in the advanced class. Now, you can get this advanced class that starts on October 25th, and it's one day. It's $200. You shoot all day long. You go through scenarios, the whole shooting match there, as we say.
That's a lot of fun.
And it's a lot of fun, right? You learn a lot. You're going to have a lot of fun. The phone number is 999-1822 or register online, readingccw.com. That's Northern Firearms Instruction. I'm here with Trish Clark. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages.
To see your doctor, frustrated by short doctor visits that seem more like a fast food experience than a meaningful encounter with your doctor, upset over copays, deductibles, and co-insurance on top of health insurance premiums? Welcome to Prestige Urgent Care. Step up to a higher level of health care. Experience short wait times and unhurried doctor visits. Gain unlimited access to comprehensive family medicine and urgent care for a low monthly fee with no copay or deductible. See the doctor when it's convenient for you. Open 7 days per week, Prestige offers walk-in visits and same-day appointments. Enjoy the undivided attention of your doctor in a clean, comfortable setting where we spend as much time as necessary to completely satisfy your medical needs. Call Prestige Urgent Care at 244-4577 or stop by our clinic at the intersection of Eureka Way and Buena Ventura and see for yourself. Prestige Urgent Care, 244-4577.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
there's nothing so sweet as the laughter of children, and yet statistics say 3,000 children a year are sold into child sex trafficking. Is this happening to our kids in Reading and surrounding areas? Sadly, the answer is yes. How can it be, and what can be done? On October 15th, there will be a Rotary-sponsored presentation at the Cascade Theater, and you need to attend. This rare appearance and presentation will be by Deepa Willingham. Mrs. Willingham is an international local expert who obtained her primary and secondary education under the stewardship of Mother Teresa. You'll learn how she's worked with at-risk children and educated them on the dangers of child sex trafficking. You have the opportunity to learn how you can make a difference. Write this date down, October 15th at the Cascade Theater. This is a great concern to all of us. Again, mark your calendars and please be at the Cascade Theater on October 15th. Be a part of spreading the awareness, and let's keep the laughter in our children.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Butt and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, October the 15th. It's October the 15th, though. Wait a minute. That was the extent of my Spanish. I'm sorry. 62 degrees out there, going up to 95 today. Weather always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at View 202. That's right, the only restaurant on the river with Sunday brunch. Linda's going to be there this Sunday. Make your reservations. Give them a call, 226-8439 on the veranda. It's going to be in the 80s. It's going to be beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And if you say, well, look, I don't have a date or I'm by myself, don't worry. I have a community table. Everybody sits there. I make it for like 10 people, and anybody wants to come sit down, you sit down and say hello, and you become a member of the group. That's this Sunday. From the brunch goes from 11 to 2. You show up. You can have it and listen to it and sing, and they're not trying to turn tables over. You can listen to Linda and Bernie Baker and Bruce Galen. Okay, let's go to the phones here. Molly, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Pink Day.
Oh, I'm wearing pink.
I'm wearing pink.
So are we.
Bob's wearing pink underwear, he told me. We're not making him prove it. We're not making him prove it, though.
Leave me out of this.
I love it. It's pretty wild down here. There's pink. It's a sea of pink.
A sea of pink. Okay. So, who
well,
do you...
Here with Dr. Pereira.
Okay.
And she is an oncologist, and she does radiology. And so she's here to share a little bit about what happens once you've been diagnosed and how she helps you deal with all of that. So I'm going to go ahead and put her on the phone. Here you go. Hi there.
Hello, doctor.
Good morning.
Morning. Yes, it is a sea of pink here. So I was just going to let you know a little bit once, we're down here trying to get information out so women can get screened and get information about early detection. And I'm on the other end. If someone has had a mammogram and has been found to have cancer and has a biopsy, they have kind of a couple treatment options. And one can involve radiation for taking care of the breast cancers that have been found.
Okay. How do you know if you find cancer? This is one of the things that we've learned is if you find breast cancer early, you can fix it.
That is, you know, overall, if you find early breast cancer, you know, our mammograms are trying to detect even things that are it's called DCIS, ductal cancer in situ, so before it's even invasive cancer. And theoretically, that should be, you know, 100% curable. Usually see about 98% cure rates. And so that's the whole reason why we're down here, is to get this information out, to find something at this earliest time, so because the cure rates are so high, and even stage one breast cancer, the small early lesions, very high, you know, over 90% cure rate, where sometimes I tell ladies, they've done their job, they've gotten their mammograms, we found something small, and it's almost like it's just a bad little bump in the road of their life, not necessarily devastating, because the cure rates can be so high, and that's really the whole point to think pink down here is it's not to, some ladies are worried about, oh my gosh, breast cancer, but we're trying to educate them. But yes, if you get in there, we can find it, we can take care of it, get you cured, and it's not devastating. It doesn't have to devastate your life.
And your insurance pays for it. I mean, it's 100% if I remember right.
Pardon me?
And your insurance will pay for all of it, you know, for that,
oh,
for colonoscopies, those kind of things. Are
absolutely.
It's preventative. I mean, this catches it before it's too late.
Right, and that's the whole thing. This is all your mammograms are all preventative, and now that's the change in all the insurances lately is to let people get in there and have it all paid for. And let's just say maybe you don't have the funds. There's lots of Lexoroptimists here in Reading. There's lots of organizations that can provide free mammograms and help assist you. There's also a screening clinic. So there's lots of ways to, even if you're in between insurance or something, still lots of ways that we can help you get those mammograms.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks so much.
All right. Well, thank you.
You bet. Have a great day. And thank you for what you do. Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you, doctor. Appreciate it. You there?
Yeah. We're getting ready to.
Okay. Do we have a few more minutes?
Well, sure.
Okay. We have a very special gal here. We all know her from something that's a very special time that we all have. And she is a survivor. Would you please introduce yourself to everybody on our radio station, who you are, and a little bit about your story?
Excellent. So I'm Sharon, Sharon Clay, and I am a 10-year survivor. And I was actually diagnosed when I was 35 years old, and it was very unique because I actually found the cancer myself doing a self-exam. And so I found a lump, and I went to the doctor, and they said, it's just hormones. And they sent me home. And so I was like, wow, that's really weird. There's something wrong. There's something wrong. So I went to another doctor. They dismissed it. I went to four doctors before a doctor would actually listen to me. I started thinking I was a hypochondriac. Like, oh, my God, what do I want? There to be something wrong? But it was like I knew there was something wrong, and so I kept persisting. And the fourth doctor said, wow, I think we should look into this more. So they biopsied it, and it was malignant. And so he was like, wow, had you listened, you would have been dead by the time you were 40. But I am now a 10-year survivor. I am 46 years old and have made it through. And it was because I knew my own body, and I knew there was something wrong. And so that's the message I get to give to women all the time is do your self-exam. Know your body. When there's something off, you'll know it. You'll feel it. You'll know it inside. And then make sure you get the treatment that you need. Because, you know, I'm not knocking the doctors. They saved my life, right? But in the end, but you're only as good as the science is. We did a mammogram. We did an ultrasound. All came back normal because I was 35 and my breasts were too dense to be able to detect anything. So it's super important that you are doing your self-exam, especially before you're 40, because up till 40, that's all you've got. You've got yourself. And so do what you have to do to make sure. You catch it early, and cancer's not a death sentence. It's not. And so I caught it stage one.
Well,
stage one.
And you're,
so pretty amazing.
Yeah, and your survival rates there are 90% and above.
That's right. And so
an important distinction, because you're right. Prior to 40, they don't recommend mammograms, and they're very difficult to find.
Yeah, and that was the thing. They couldn't see anything online. I was 35. I had very, very dense breasts, and you know they're like, we don't see anything on these tests. So yeah.
Well, you know, the other thing too is you are your own doctor, and don't ever forget that. You've got to know your body. You know if there's something going on that's not that's not right to her, that's different. So you did the right thing. You just kept pushing. That's great. So congratulations.
Yeah. So, well, thank you. I'm excited to talk to people and get that word out to women, not to be embarrassed, do your exam, to push. I mean, a lot of women, I know they'll go, all right, I'm embarrassed to go. I'm going to go. And then they're told everything's fine, and they go, okay, well, the doctor knows best. And again, I don't want to ever, like, you know, be against the doctors because, you know, I think the doctors are awesome, but you do know your own body, and so you've got to be there for yourself.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. Thank you for your testimony.
Excellent. Thanks for having me.
Okay. All right.
All right. You know the porcupine and the skunk?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that is
from Turtle Bay,
that's
you
our
mean.
Sharon.
That's
okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. What?
That's the guy we're talking to.
Oh.
So, you know, people in our community, our neighbors, our sisters. Are people, you just never know. It could be you, and we see this always, this
cheerleader for Turtle Bay that's great with the animals. That's who you're talking to right now. So think about that. That'll drive it home. Thanks for having us on. We're going to take a break, and I'm sorry, you know, we've got all this great information out right now. So
we've got Dr.
We've
got Dr. Primula Danuka is going to be joining us too at 8 o'clock. So
wonderful.
Yeah,
okay.
So we're going to be talking about all of this at 8 o'clock.
Okay. Oh. Well, we'll be calling in and out as well.
Okay. All right. Thanks,
okay,
son. Love you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow. You know, this is a woman that knew her own body and says, there's something wrong here.
Well,
I think we all know our own body.
And that's exactly true. I found a lump when I was very, very young, and in those days, they didn't automatically do that, and they went in and actually removed it, which they don't do anymore so rapidly.
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't malignant. They had to go in, and they didn't do biopsies and stuff like they do now. But I was very young, and they didn't. I found it myself. And it was just absolutely abnormal, and so it was removed, and, I mean, I was in my 20s. So you do know your own body, and you can tell when something's wrong.
Okay, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. They have it all. They have great customer service. They have any type of pistol or long gun you could possibly want. They have the shooting accessories that go along with it, ammo, holsters, knives, optics, of the finest quality, plus viewfinders, range finders, all of those. They have it all at Bastiani Arms. Locally owned, locally operated, discounts for veterans. Give them a call at 222-8222 or stop by 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading. Bastiani Arms. Trish Clark and I will be back in a couple of minutes.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Joan Armatrading is coming to Reading for a very special solo evening performance at the Cascade Theater. This diva, known for her passionate guitar and soulful vocals, is on her last large-scale tour, and she's doing it solo. An intimate evening with a powerhouse. Joan Armatrading at the Cascade, October 22nd. Get tickets now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
For 45 years, the Reading Civic Auditorium has been an important resource in the North State for entertainment, fundraising events, trade shows, and conferences. In the past 3 years, over $1 million have been put back into this iconic structure. We invite you to be a part of the Civic's revitalization by becoming a member. We think you'll love the benefits, and your support will help to sustain its revitalization and strong community connection. Visit RedingCivic.com or the box office to become a Reading Civic member.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Chris Clark. It's Thursday, the 15th of October, 62 degrees out there, going up to 95. Thanks for the weather report from Just Gas Propane. A lot of things happening.
What we haven't said is if anybody's got something they want to talk about, they can jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com or they can give us a call. It's 605-4567 here at KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio.
What do you think about Gavin Newsom's new proposal to make outlaws out of most of the...
I think we ought to put an initiative out to outlaw Gavin Newsom.
I think that's a great idea.
Gosh.
Okay.
That is a...
Yeah, I know. I mean, this is, I mean, why? I mean, this is something, what impact is that going to have on anything?
More laws.
They admit it. The ones, even after these horrible shootings in these places, and by the way, I'm going to talk about that in a second, Umpqua, the guy, you know, there was nothing, there was a gun-free zone. There was nobody there. Their security guards have pepper spray. And this guy started shooting. It was over quickly. Again, we go back.
And had it not been for the human being that acted as a shield and took seven shots, he would have killed a whole bunch more.
And it just happened. It's across the street from the highway patrol. Two officers came running across, and the protocol now is not to surround.
As soon as you get a buddy,
as soon as you get two law enforcement personnel, they could be from different organizations. You go to the sound of the guns and you attack.
Yeah.
And so, from what I understand, he was wounded by one of the officers.
Yes.
And then shot himself.
Yes, that's the understanding.
So that's what I heard. But that was 8 minutes. 8 minutes. Now,
and
you were just...
And the response time here is 16 minutes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, you were just there in Umpqua.
Well, in that area.
But
up
you didn't
in
go
Canyonville.
Up there for that. But we were
up there with the Elks RV Club, and we were right in the midst for the weekend of that community that had been so impacted. All of the Myrtle Creek, Roseburg, Umpqua, Canyonville, the impact on the communities was incredible because they've got every place you look, there were signs praying for our community. Things were canceled, car shows, motorcycle rides, all kinds of different things. We actually had a threat that we heard about, and I don't know whether it was accurate or whatever, that there was something going to be happening at that RV park I was in, and we were surrounded at one point by a group of motorcyclists that all came through and went through that whole thing, and there was a lot of conversation about, you know, threats after threats. But the point was, they kind of downplayed that whole thing about Obama and not wanting him in the community, and a few people were protesting. And I'm here to tell you that we're not talking about a few people. That entire community did not want Mr. Obama in their area. Some of the politicians kind of wimped out and said, oh, you know, these few people don't speak for us. Translation, we don't want our federal funding cut off.
You said there was lots of signs.
There were signs everywhere. Obama, stay home. Don't use my daughter's death for politicizing your gun control. This community is not in favor of gun control. I mean, over and over and over. Billboards, signs, all over the place.
What the left and Hillary Clinton and my friends, you can be a Democrat or an independent. Hillary Clinton, did you hear what she said about guns? She's going after them.
Yeah.
She is going to go after him. She is going to take away your right to own firearms. And, you know, you can, just like Gavin Newsom right here, we can't take your gun, but guess what? We can make it so hard for you that you're just not going to, because now you have to do, we want you to do background checks for ammo. What difference does it make about it? I mean, I'm not a criminal. Chris isn't a criminal. Bob's not a criminal. The vast majority of the people that buy ammo are not criminals. And here it is. You actually think that they're not going to have ways of getting ammo?
They're going to create
legally.
Another black market.
It's
criminals don't
another
obey
black
laws.
Market. And they're going to go across state. And then how much ammo do criminals need anyway? I mean, you don't see them out on the pistol ranges shooting. So now you're talking about just making life harder for those of us who are law-abiding citizens. Why can't I go in, Gavin, and buy ammo? Tell me to my face, 30-year Marine, I've run businesses, my children have come up right, they've all gone to college, everybody. And I don't have lawbreakers as friends. I know you tell me to my face why I need to get a background check to buy ammo.
But the thing is, if they pass the law,
it's an initiative. They want the people of California to vote on it.
But if that became law, you and I and Bob would in fact go along with it because we are law abiding citizens. The people that are shooting up these schools and causing all the problems and committing crimes are criminals. They don't obey laws. How much clearer can that be?
These people seem to think that, oh, if we just take away all the guns from everyone except the military and police, then there will be peace and harmony on the streets.
And how'd that work out in Germany?
Yeah, and I'm sorry, it just doesn't... There's only one way to make that happen, and we don't want that to happen.
I want everybody to remember these two statistics. 5 minutes of killing versus 16 minutes of response time. Think about it. From the time it starts to the time it stops, average 5 to 12 minutes. Average response time for Reading police, and I'm not even going to talk about the sheriff. The sheriff's up to an hour. It's got to be because they cover a lot of area with not enough deputies. The whole thing is the number of police officers on the street any one time, 7.
It does.
Seven.
I don't think that there is, you cannot add enough police officers in a community, in a county. We're 3,250 square miles in Shasta County. You cannot hire enough deputies, police officers, to have a response time to every accident or every...
No,
every,
you can't.
You cannot.
You cannot
hire enough cops. We have to, as individuals, be responsible for ourselves. What a unique idea. Take a little responsibility to protect you and yours.
Take care of yourself. Take care of your loved ones. Now,
and you know, here's... We look at all
means,
the places. The more gun control they have, the higher the crime rate. And they can throw all of the statistics they want. Look at what happened in Australia. Look at what happened. Do you think there aren't guns going on in New York City and in Chicago? They have the highest gun control laws in
the strictest.
The strictest. Have they cut down on the crimes? No. They have higher crime rates than anybody else. They have guns in England. They have, you know, all the places where they've tried this gun control, it just doesn't work.
Well.
And they lie about it and say it does, but it doesn't.
Well, the number of gun deaths, though, in Australia and England are a lot lower than they are in the United States.
Well, but look at the population.
Okay, I'm looking at population, but if you look at it like this, here's the thing. The only and this is what they said in this big report. The only way you are going to drop the number of the people either shooting themselves or homicides. In fact, the number of homicides, people killing other people with guns, is lower. The amount of people killed in homicides is lower than the number of people that are killed falling off ladders or in falls in your house.
What about car wrecks?
Well, and car wrecks are way up there.
Well, then we should outlaw cars.
They add the suicide rate into the the gun death rate. Oh, no, if he didn't have a gun, he wouldn't have killed himself.
Yes, he would. Yeah, he'd have offed himself with a knife or jumped off a building.
But they don't break it out. They say the number of ones that are killed in homicides are less than the ones that are killed in falls. Now, does anybody ever hear that?
Well, somebody made a good point on Facebook the other day, which occasionally, on rare occasions, will happen. Timothy McVeigh took out how many hundreds of people. He didn't use a gun, and you can still buy diesel fuel, fertilizer, and rent Ryder trucks. Nobody called for those things to be outlawed.
There you go.
And he did more people in one move than any of these shooters did.
You know, the other thing that I find interesting, and they say that these people all have a history of writing about the more people commenting in their posts or writing down someplace or making comments to somebody, that the more people you take out, the more famous you become. Your name becomes a household word, and that seems to be important to this mentality of people who go in and shoot up schools. They're not using the name of the shooter up in Umpqua. Have you noticed that?
Well, they're cutting back on that with other things, too, but
his
name's still
important.
Getting out there.
I think it is, too. I think that's an important distinction, and I think that's what we have to start focusing on is profiling these kinds of people that are doing these things, watching out for the things that show up in a personality and doing something about it. I am tired of hearing somebody say, well, you know, I knew he had a problem, and, you know, he'd been to a psychiatrist, and, you know.
Well, that's the other part of being able to report.
We've got to start reporting this strange behavior.
They said this guy from Virginia Tech that killed so many people was out on a on a gun range, and he lined up targets on the ground, and he walked through shooting them with a handgun on each side.
And you're thinking to yourself, like, why?
Yeah, and they're shaped like heads. You would think somebody would say, there's something wrong here.
And that's what we need to start pointing out. We want to take positive steps to control the behavior of the people who do this stuff.
Okay, we're going to take a break. It's going to be 8 o'clock in like 5 seconds here. And when we come back, Dr. Premila Danuk is going to be with us. We're going to talk about breast cancer and other cancers. And since this is Think Pink Day, this is a perfect time for her to be here. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, I hope you're having a great day. You know, if you feel like jumping in these conversations, give us a call. We'll be right back after the news. It's 8 o'clock on October the 15th. 62 degrees out there.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. The number of Americans seeking unemployment aid fell last week.
The Labor Department says weekly applications for jobless benefits declined by 7,000 to a seasonally adjusted 255,000. It matches the lowest level in 42 years. The four-week average dropped to 265,000, the lowest level since December 1973. Despite signs that the economy has slowed in recent weeks, that faltering growth has not yet led businesses to cut jobs.
That's Jeremy House reporting. The Labor Department says U.S. consumer prices were dragged lower again last month by plunging energy costs. That low inflation translates to no pay raise next year for Social Security recipients. Their benefits are tied to the government's measure of inflation at the consumer level. President Obama is set to keep 5,500 U.S. troops in Afghanistan when he leaves office in 2017. It reverses an earlier promise, but, says George Washington University professor Stephen Biddle, the U.S. simply could not afford to leave just 1,000 troops there as first planned.
If that had been executed, in all likelihood, the Afghan National Security Forces would have collapsed.
Meanwhile, the U.S. is sending troops to Africa to help stop extremist groups from spreading their influence.
It will be part of a broader regional effort.
That's White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest. He says about 90 U.S. service members are on their way to the African nation of Cameroon. That's right next to Nigeria, the place that Boko Haram calls home. Under a new policy, the bodies of Palestinians killed while attacking Jews in Israel will no longer be returned to their families for burial. It's all part of a broader effort by Israeli officials to counter a wave of Palestinian attacks. Planned Parenthood clinics operating in Utah could stop receiving federal funds today. State attorneys will ask a court to let expire an earlier ruling that allowed the funding to continue despite objections from the governor, who says he was offended by undercover videos that appear to show Planned Parenthood officials bartering with baby body parts. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had numerous credit cards, and I was struggling with paying them off, so I made the call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The people at Trinity are very friendly. They will do whatever you need them to do in order for you to feel better about being in a very difficult place.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
Two companies are awarded federal contracts to manufacture a bird flu vaccine. We get more from correspondent Linda Kenyon.
The Department of Agriculture has awarded the contracts to Harris Vaccines of Ames, Iowa, and Ceva, a company based in France. As part of the agreement, the companies will manufacture an unspecified number of doses of the vaccine, store them for up to 5 years, and deliver them throughout the U.S. within 10 days of when they're needed. A bird flu outbreak this spring led to the destruction of 48 million chickens and turkeys. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the other major indexes have been holding their own amid some better-than-expected earnings reports coming from some major corporations. Right now, it's a Dow Jones Industrial Average up by just about 99 points. A high-tech NASDAQ is up by 42. The S&P 500 up just about 13 points. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Minnesota's Attorney General is accusing one of the nation's largest vehicle donation charities of putting little money toward its advertised mission, State Attorney General Lori Swanson.
It solicits vehicle donations from the public in about 40 states nationwide. It then sells the cars that it receives as donations to the public at auction or junks them in scrapyards and pays a fraction to charity.
The Car Donation Foundation accused of steering millions of dollars to for-profit companies. It was built back in 1952 for the purpose of setting the transatlantic speed record, but it could be the end of the line now for the USS United States.
We have never been closer to saving the ship, and we've never been closer to losing her.
Susan Gibbs with the SS United States Conservancy hopes to raise enough money to bring the ship back to its home port of New York as a stationary mixed-use attraction filled with restaurants and retail shops. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 this October the 15th, this Thursday, 8:06 in the morning, and our phone lines are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I'm here with Trish Clark.
Good morning. It's Thursday, and it's 66 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 95 and a low this evening of around down in 62. Friday, we're looking for a high of 85. By Friday night, we're looking for a 20% chance of rain. On Saturday, it's only going to get up to 77 and a 20% chance of rain on Saturday night. So we might have a little bit of a cooling trend and maybe a chance of rain. We're looking at the weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Locally owned and operated, they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
That's right. And this weekend there's going to be a quilting bee for veterans. Quilting bee for veterans. They made 57 quilts last year to give to veterans. And Amos and Sherry Goldsberry putting this on at the Vets Hall on Yuba Street, 16 and 17 October. That's this weekend. So if you're interested in quilting or anything like that, please come down and see them. Kids Fishing Day, the second annual Frank Sawyer Memorial Kids Fishing Day, will be Saturday, October 24th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Ross Ponds. Support local veterans and their families. Will be, you know, children of veterans. And it doesn't have to be just children of veterans. It could be anybody that's got any type of relationship with a veteran, uncles, grandparents, any of these. These children are welcome. They're going to get a free fishing pole also there. For more information, check out the Reading. Go to www.reading2030.com. It's 2030 Club. It's Active 2030 Club of Reading is putting this on. And then, of course, the Strikeout Domestic Violence Bowl-a-thon, put on by the Shasta County District Attorney's Office. And Striking Out Domestic Violence is going to be October 23rd from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Shasta Lanes. If you want to put your team together, give them a call at 225-5220. And teams are $24, includes 2 hours of bowling and shoe rental. For more information, call 225-5220. Okay, let's go to the phones. Linda, good morning.
Good morning. It's live. We are live here out on the street in front of KIXT at Stink Pink. Of course, the bags, by the way, the announcement is the bags are gone from the post office location. They're all out. So come by KIXT. You can still get your bags. The folks that are driving on your way to work, it's fabulous. Streets lined with all these people. I'm still here with Michelle Slade. We're talking. I'm going to put her on for a second to talk about the rest of the day and what's happening tonight.
Well,
Michelle.
So, Linda and Carl, an exciting day today. But you know what? If you haven't been able to come down and get your bag, don't worry about it because tonight we're going to have the Sundial Bridge lighting at Turtle Bay. And there's not going to be bags there, but there's going to be a lot of information from 5 to 8:30. Swing on by, but don't remember there's some construction at the with the new Sheraton. So if you get a chance, go to the Mount Shasta Mall, hop on the RABA, who's sponsoring NorCal Think Pink with free rides, and come on down or walk the trail because we're going to have some security down there as well. And the Rapa goes from 4:30 to 9:30. The Sundial event itself, 5 to 8:30. Visit NorCalThinkPink.org if you need more information. And we're just looking forward to having all of our speakers. We're going to have about 6 breast cancer survivors speaking throughout the evening. We're going to have one of our doctors, Dr. Matthew Allen, over from 21st Century Oncology as our guest speaker. And, of course, Seroptimus Educational Booth, Think Pink Store. So it's an event that's good for the whole family. It is a community cause. So come on down and visit us and say hello.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, one more thing here. I'm going to pass the phone to Molly, and then we're going to sign off.
We have Dr. Danuka is with us. Dr. Primala Danuka is with us. Did you want to say hello?
Yes, I do. Good to see you. So happy that you're on this morning, and we know that everybody that's been on the air this morning, from down at front of KIXD, the survivors, doctors, radiologists, talking about how important it is the breast cancer, and it is National Think Pink Day. I so appreciate it that we have the doctor in the house. Wanted to remind everybody.
Our station doctor.
The phone over, yes, and I'm going to turn the phone
you,
over
Linda.
Really fast. Hi.
Hi.
good to hear. I'm so happy to hear we're I'm going to turn the phone over really fast to Molly because we do have something else happening tonight that is for breast cancer. Thank you, Michelle. But here's Molly.
Hello again.
Hello, Molly.
Hi. I just want to remind everyone tonight, Linda and I will be down at Westside Wines from 5 to 7 pouring wine. We'll be down there. It's at 1872 Buenaventura. 20% of all the sales will be going to breast cancer. Bottles of rosé will be 30% off. And I just encourage you to stop by before or after the bridge lighting. Grab yourself a glass of wine, grab an appetizer, come say hi, and donate. It's always a good cause to donate, and everything that we raise tonight will stay local here in Reading area.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Molly.
That's tonight, Molly. That's right.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
You know what? This is what happens when you let kids get into technology. They're both, this event, which from what I understand, Think Pink started right here in the Reading area.
Yep, right here in the Reading area.
I covered it back in the day, and it was a big deal. And Dr. Figueroa and company.
Started it right
here.
The
chilling thing that Dr. Figueroa said in an interview was, there's two types of people. If you live long enough, you will eventually develop a cancer. And that was pretty chilling. If you live long enough, you will develop some form of cancer.
Well, we've got the cancer expert with us right here, so we're going to find out, Dr. Primala Danuka. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Trish.
So,
good morning. So nice to have you here with us.
Yeah, so glad to have you back in here.
Me too. I was missing you guys.
It's
such a pleasure. I'm so glad it's on Thursday.
Paiush never calls, so you need to get after him. Say, have you called Carl lately? And then he can, and then poke him, So, you, of course, have got, you are an oncologist, and you deal with this every day. But as one of the people said today, cancer, the diagnosis of breast cancer is not a death sentence.
Absolutely not. I mean, fortunately for us, the progress in this field is good. And we are happy to say we are able to do something for the cancer. The good part is most of the people who will be diagnosed with breast cancer, they don't die of breast cancer. So even if they have a breast cancer diagnosis, it just needs to be treated and they will be fine. So, I mean, just to give you some numbers, the predicted numbers in next year, it's about 230,000 breast cancer diagnoses are expected in a year.
Okay.
But total deaths from breast cancer are less than 40,000.
Okay.
Wow. So the numbers are so much in your favor if you're diagnosed early. Exactly.
So you have 40 that died, 40,000 have died out of 240,000. So, and a lot of those were found late, too.
That's right. Those ones are the ones which are advanced, already spread out, and that is a difficult one.
It would be interesting, and I'm sure the statistics are there, but if you catch it, stage one, that probably your chances of dying from cancer, your chances of recovering from that have got to be up in the 90s.
It is pretty much there right now. I don't have the exact numbers with me, but it is pretty much there. For all cancers, for that matter, you know, the earlier it is diagnosed, the better your chances are.
Okay.
So that's why all this push that we try to do about screening.
There you go. And you know, so many people think, well, I'm keeping healthy and I'm doing all the right things and I don't want to waste the money on doctors. I always tell them, you know, you should be having a yearly exam. You just need to do that because there's so many, the advancements of medicine that we have in all fields, specifically breast cancer. If in fact you go in for your yearly physical, have them take a look at you, do your colonoscopies, do your mammogram, do all of these things. I'd rather safe than sorry. I mean, you know, just do it as a matter of something you do in your life as part of your health plan.
That's exactly right, Trish. You know, because the more we are able to check it, the more we find early stages and even pre-cancerous stages, which are so much better than to diagnose a cancer, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. I'm here with Dr. Primla Dhanuka and, of course, Trish Clark. And we're talking, this is Think Pink Day, Breast Cancer Awareness, and we're all wearing pink. And Bob's wearing pink underwear. So, but
we're not
asking for proof here. And when I said, are you wearing pink? He said, I think it is, because he said, you want to see pink? I'll show you pink. And he started to pull his pants out. And I said, okay, no, it's pink underwear. It's got to be pink underwear. That's what I meant. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Lions Heating and Air. Nobody said it was going to be easy, Bob. Go on. You've known me too long.
Bob, be careful when you're going on the road now.
we're just going to take a break. I'll come back with that later. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, Dr. Primla Dhanuka. We're talking Think Pink. We're talking cancer and how early detection of cancer can solve things for you, and your ability to beat cancer is very, very high. But you have to pay attention to your body.
View 202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, View 202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202, 226-8439. That's 226-8439.
What do you get when you add Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin to an amazing lineup of guests on KCNR 1460 AM?
You get We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Join us anytime online at wethepeopleradio.us.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream soundbites to bring you the entire story on politics, veterans affairs, land use, and private property rights. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us, where we've always got environmental craziness, Agenda 21, Common Core, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
It's the most fun you can have while your blood pressure's going through the roof.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
NorCal Limo, the ultimate in luxury limousines.
This is Jamie with NorCal Limousine. Here at NorCal Limo, we specialize in group transportation, birthday parties, proms, weddings, Manton wine tours, ladies' night out, guys' night out, Christmas light tours, concerts, and we service all the major airports. Don't worry about parking fees and wasted gas money. NorCal Limo will pick you up and take you anywhere in the North State area. Packages start at $150. enjoy the finest in expertise and precision with the newest limo in town. Check out our website at www.norcallimo.com or give us a call at 276-8851.
Licensed and insured, DCP 31143.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Space Available. When Whitney, a Tri-Counties Bank teller, noticed property owner Roberta Savelli depositing rent checks, a little bell went off. She thought Roberta might want to learn about the commercial lending programs available at Tri-Counties Bank. So she walked Roberta over and introduced her to Ken Rory, a Tri-Counties Bank business relationship manager. After a thorough review, Ken and his astute loan team discovered better financing options for her rental properties and saved Roberta a bundle in loan payments, increasing her cash flow and allowing her to acquire more properties. Signs point to a thriving future. Commercial real estate financing, cash management services, space to grow. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 458732.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, everybody. It's the 15th of October. It's 66 degrees out there, going up to 95 today. Looks like a beautiful day out there. And this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, a veteran-owned business which has been serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. Warranties guaranteed 7 days a week, 24 hours a day for emergencies. Martin and his people are just outstanding. Voted best in the North State, and there's a reason for that. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Our guest is Dr. Primla Danuka, and we were talking about early detection rates. And Linda's on the phone again. Mm-hmm. Linda, good morning.
Yes, we're out here in front of KIXD. Again, it's Thanksgiving, Breast Cancer Awareness Day. Michelle Slay is going to come on in here in just a minute. She's taking a picture of Molly and I right now. Hey, Michelle, some last-minute thoughts here before we take off about our community.
Hey, Linda and Carl, amazing day out here. So, you know, Think Pink has a small board that comes together to come up with kind of the dream and the vision and the mission. But honestly, when you come out here and you see a sea of pink of volunteers at just one location, just the West Side location, this is happening again at 36 other locations across Northern California right now. It is pretty amazing because you're giving unselfishly of your time and talent, and you're coming out and you got a smile on your face and you're bringing hope and really just passing along the important message about the power of early detection. We have some great community partners. We've got Paint It Dragon out here doing face painting. We've had a photo booth. We've had treats donated from all different people across Reading. And then we have all these amazing volunteers. I just want to give a big shout out to our community because we really are one that comes together and really supports the cause, and including KCNR. You guys just really rocked us and helped us this year to promote the location change. And we just can't give enough shout outs and thank yous. And so thank you so much for allowing us to come on live this morning, promote NorCal Think Pink and the importance of early detection in education, Linda.
And it's our understanding that you have a lot of bags out there still, and that they're out at the post office.
They're out at the post office, correct. We're still, there's a bunch of volunteers, people in their scrubs, a lot of people in pink right here. You can hear the cars honking their horns as they're coming by. Not a lot of jamming traffic, so for those who are listening and still want to come by and get your packet, please do. Trish, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, and of course our fantastic doctor this morning, thank you so much for being and sharing with us and doing what you do. Yeah.
Oh, thank
and
you.
And so anyway, we're going to sign off here. Thanks so much. Remember, Think Pink Breast Cancer Awareness Day on October 15th.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, hon.
And remember, we'll see Linda and Molly down at Westside
Wines
tonight, pouring wine.
That's right, from 6 to 8. 5 to 7, something like that.
Yeah.
They'll be there tonight. But I'll be there because I'll be running the boards because they're
also
doing.
I'm going to be there drinking wine.
They're going to be there doing a remote. there. So besides pouring wine. Okay, Dr. Premo Dhanuka is our guest here today. Dr. Dhanuka, when we talk about a lady was on earlier and said she knew something was wrong. Mm-hmm. And she had found, I know you probably heard it, but she had found a lump in her breast.
Sure.
She went to a doctor, two doctors, and three doctors, and they all, you know, mammograms, everything, nothing picked it up. But she knew something was going on. And she went to the fourth doctor, and they did a biopsy and found there was something there. It's really important that women do the breast exams themselves.
Absolutely.
I've read different things about that, though, but what's your opinion on this?
See, self-breast exam, we were all promoting it all the time earlier. But there has been some controversy now before all the cancer bodies, they mm-hmm. were favoring it. And now they say it's not mandatory. I still do it in my practice and I educate my patients how to do self-breast exam because I think the patients are the first one who will know about it. I mean,
something doesn't feel right.
Something. They know their bodies better than we doctors know their bodies, you know?
Yeah.
And if they make it a point to check it, usually once a month is pretty good if they can do self-breast exam in two positions, laying down or standing in the shower. Those are the two recommended positions to check their breasts with their own hands. And they, over a period of time, it's not that one time you do it and you will know it. It's not like that. You have to learn to imagine your breasts. In a way, when you repeatedly do the exam for yourself, you know how it, what are the contours, how it feels like. And then when you are checking it over and over, any little change in the texture, feel, or density, you will be able to appreciate with your own hand. It's as simple as that. But most of the mammograms we do once a year. Like, you remember the mammogram
sure.
thing. We'll talk about it a little bit. But I think self-breast exam is important.
Well, do women find it, and I'm just asking this question.
Sure.
Do some women find it difficult to do self-exams for, I mean, are they, is there some reason they wouldn't do it?
It's
not like they're not, it wouldn't be embarrassing, I don't
know. No, I don't think so. I think it's
privacy.
Perhaps you just don't think about it.
Yeah, perhaps, I agree with Trish, actually. Maybe they are not thinking about it and not paying attention. Otherwise, it's your own privacy of your bathroom, your own bedroom.
Yeah.
You just do it at your own convenience, at your own time. There is nothing imposing on you, kind of. Basically, you can just do it whenever you have time. Just make a, you know, first of month, once a month, and just keep doing it as a routine.
But and the other thing is what they're detecting now with the new exams and the 3D imaging and all of those things. I recently, within the last year, mm-hmm. had a very, very small. I couldn't feel it. Nobody could feel it. It was so down in there,
mm-hmm.
but it was picked up on one of those things, and,
mm-hmm.
and we ended up actually having to go in and do a biopsy
right.
and the whole thing, and then they marked it. But so this little bitty, and you can hardly see it. It's just a tiny, tiny, tiny little thing.
Yeah, there is.
So that wouldn't pick up with a self-exam.
Sometimes you would pick up as small as less than a centimeter.
Wow.
You can do that with your own breast exam.
Wow.
That's not, true, though. But going to those tiny ones, like you're saying, which sometimes we pick up and we don't know what to do, there is a thought process that goes in the, you know, educational circles that we are overdoing it. And that's why this whole push, remember I was talking about,
yeah.
They're trying to not do mammograms every year. And anyway, if it is that tiny you are going after, you will not be able to pick it up.
Yeah.
But the whole point is the mortality from breast cancer is so good. The treatments are so good that
mm-hmm.
even if you detect it a little bigger size, you still will be fine. So we're not trying to go to the smallest, minutest possible size. We are trying to go for something that, if it is a cancer, we are able to take it out without it being spread to any lymph node, because that's a very detrimental point there.
Well, and I remember the conversation, and I don't know anything about it, but they said one of the reasons that they were bothered by it was the location
mm-hmm.
as to the lymph nodes, et cetera. They just wanted to be sure because it had a potential of being, you know, scary stuff, I know that.
Absolutely, yeah. No, we can go for very tiny, tiny stuff with, you know, MRIs, all these big bullets that we have, big guns we have in, we can find it, but it's not necessary, but that's an actionable cancer.
Okay.
So it's a, like a details of how, and we can go further into details of it. But I think for general public, if they understand that they should do it, if they find it, go to see a doctor, have a routine system in place so that you are able to look after your breast.
You change your oil every 3,000 miles,
exactly.
You rotate your tires. It's that kind of thing. Is if you do that, why wouldn't you do that to your body?
Same thing to your body.
And I can tell you, I've just been through a couple procedures because – the doctor asked me, he says, well, how is everything? And I said, well, it's good. And then I mentioned the twinge part. Mm-hmm. And then I was put through the test. But now I've got a baseline that says I'm healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have to, I'm healthy now. But it's better, I think, that if there's a question, you go in. You need to go in.
Like that's
that.
Right.
Okay. Hey, Dr. Premila Dhanuka is our guest. Of course, Trish Clark is my is my co-host. And during the break, explain to me how you said nobody could find nobody could find that little anomaly there. Was it like nobody being like a lot of people were looking, or was it just like you and a couple of close friends?
Okay, Carl.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Tired of sitting in the waiting room for an hour to see your doctor? Frustrated by short doctor visits that seem more like a fast food experience than a meaningful encounter with your doctor? Upset over copays, deductibles, and co-insurance on top of health insurance premiums? Welcome to Prestige Urgent Care. Step up to a higher level of health care. Experience short wait times and unhurried doctor visits. Gain unlimited access to comprehensive family medicine and urgent care for a low monthly fee with no copay or deductible. See the doctor when it's convenient for you. Open 7 days per week, Prestige offers walk-in visits and same-day appointments. Enjoy the undivided attention of your doctor in a clean, comfortable setting where we spend as much time as necessary to completely satisfy your medical needs. Call Prestige Urgent Care at 244-4577 or stop by our clinic at the intersection of Eureka Way and Buenaventura and see for yourself. Prestige Urgent Care, 244-4577.
There's nothing so sweet as the laughter of children, and yet statistics say 3,000 children a year are sold into child sex trafficking. Is this happening to our kids in Reading and surrounding areas? Sadly, the answer is yes. How can it be, and what can be done? On October 15th, there will be a Rotary-sponsored presentation at the Cascade Theater, and you need to attend. This rare appearance and presentation will be by Deepa Willingham. Mrs. Willingham is an international local expert who obtained her primary and secondary education under the stewardship of Mother Teresa. You'll learn how she's worked with at-risk children and educated them on the dangers of child sex trafficking. You have the opportunity to learn how you can make a difference. Write this date down, October 15th at the Cascade Theater. This is a great concern to all of us. Again, mark your calendars and please be at the Cascade Theater on October 15th. Be a part of spreading the awareness and let's keep the laughter in our children.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. It is 8:33 in the morning, 66 degrees out there, going up to 95. Shasta Gas Propane brings us the weather reports. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I'm here, of course, with Trish Clark, is my co-host.
Because it's Thursday. Love Thursday.
We love Thursdays, too. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. I tell you, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. But here's the best part. Man's Last Stronghold. Yes, Man's Last Stronghold. I go there. Bob goes there. Chief
Paletti
goes
shirts.
There. Even in our pink shirts. They don't care because they'll kid you, but you still get your hair cut. It's the Cheers of Barbershops, Man's Last Stronghold. Now, walk on down the street from there, and you got Million Cathy's Classic Cafe. If you haven't been there, you need to. It's like a mini museum. All the walls have pictures of our veterans from here in Northern California. And you get a hug when you walk in, and a great breakfast or lunch. All this at Classic Cafe.
And once a month, they have the German dinner.
Which, you know what, I have to admit, really? I have not made that yet to there. Mm-hmm. But Bob comes in on Monday mornings. He still smells a little bit like sauerbraten.
They do a good job at that German dinner.
Even though he washes his beard and all that, but he loves that down there. And, okay, now we're here with Dr. Premila Dhanuka, and we're talking breast cancer. And it's Think Pink Day, of course. And thank you so much for joining us today, Doctor. I mean, you've been with us before several times.
It's my pleasure, Carl. Well, I love to be with you here and talk about all these issues facing us and our society.
I'd like to think is that somebody from one of these shows did. And it's not just breast cancer, because we talked colon cancer and cervical cancer. Three cancers that you can, if found early, you can be cured from that.
That's right.
During the break, we were talking a little bit about other things that we can do besides the exams and what have you, and just what are some of the other risk factors and things we can do in our everyday life to diminish the chances that we'll get cancer?
And that's a very good question, Trish. See, there are some what we call modifiable risk factors, and there are some which are non-modifiable. Means we cannot do anything about it. We just have to live with it, right? So modifiable risk factors are our environment and us. There are the simple things which we can focus and do good to our own body. Doing weight reduction, controlling our weight, not allowing too much weight. That's one big thing that has come up in breast cancer. And there's a very validated connection between breast cancer and heavy
obesity.
Obesity. There's a very valid link there. So what we can do is to control our weight to as far as possible within the normal range. Number two, of course, diet. Diet rich in a high-calorie diet or high meat-based diet sometimes, that they have, risk to increase weight and, again, goes through that route again. So diet is also important to control that. Then other thing would be alcohol. There is a data that says more than three drinks a week, you increase your risk of breast cancer by 15 times.
Yeah, Trish.
I was actually surprised because I didn't expect it that directly.
Wow. Yeah.
But three drinks. Does that mean wine, or is that like hard stuff, or just any type of alcohol?
Any alcohol more than three in a week.
Okay. Wait. So Gavin Newsom. Don't tell Gavin Newsom this. The lieutenant governor. There'll be an initiative to stop people from drinking over three drinks a week.
Yeah. No. People should do it themselves. I don't think anybody else should do it to anybody else. Yeah.
No.
I know.
We don't need any laws.
You know what? This
we don't
is the best thing.
This is called taking responsibility for your own body.
Exactly. This is the best thing I like about the doctor's Dhanuka. Is that they just throw it out there. Hey, look, this is the way it is, and it's up to you.
It's up to you what you want to do.
Yep. Because Dr. Premila Dhanuka will be there waiting for you if you choose to eat wrong, be obese, and do all the things bad for your body.
And have more than three drinks a week.
She's there. And Dr. Payush Dhanuka will be there to be checking that colon for you, if you're eating all that bad stuff. And so, you know what? They would prefer not to see you. Except in a social sense.
Absolutely. We would prefer all our patients do better. They take care of themselves. We don't have any job. But you know, if you do,
wouldn't it be great?
Then we are still there to take care of it. But it, I was surprised myself when I read this. I said, wow, really? That is, I didn't know that. So this was, that's why it popped out of my head right now.
Well, and in all these things, you know, you can do one day and go to Jack's and have a steak and two drinks and do all of that. It's your everyday normal life pattern.
Exactly.
You can step out of that box once in a while.
Absolutely.
Green leafy vegetables.
Good fruit.
Absolutely.
Drink lots of water.
All those things help.
Yeah.
You know, your diet makes a difference. So I think
what you do on a
regular
everyday basis
that makes a huge big. So smoking is another one that they say. And exposure, environmental exposure to like estrogen, extra hormonal supplements, estrogen, you're taking extra estrogen for whatever reasons, they are bad for you. So try avoid those ones. And there is environmental like DDT and some other the pesticides that they're throwing out.
Oh, DDT is no longer here.
Yeah, it's not here.
But there's
it's,
other kinds.
Yeah,
I'm
but
sure.
There are other, what I mean, again, this DDT thing came up because I was like looking what happens to DDT in our body. It actually has a estrogen-like product that is when our body is metabolizing it, it comes out. So that was weird, real weird. I mean, from the insecticide, you will have that in your body.
What about GMO? What about genetically modified foods? Has there ever been a link between that and cancer?
I didn't come across anything direct link, but whatever I know, I mean, if a product has in any way high estrogen, like, you know, they're injecting estrogen or there is high release of estrogen in the milk sometimes. You remember that was an issue some time back. So if there are high in those, then that would affect you too.
Probably the more pure products you can put in your body that are not enhanced or modified or my guide, just for me personally, is if there is more than two things on that label that I can't understand, I don't want them in my body. And when it's got a whole list of additives that I have no clue what they're there for, I'm thinking I don't want it. So I kind of stay away from canned and packaged products.
But we are becoming a society of canned food and packaged
food. We are, not
in
my body. I'm a purist.
But that's true. I mean, because there's so many less farms.
Yeah,
you can go to the farmers market and you can buy stuff there at a price that's like anywhere from a third to twice as much. And some, you know, you've got eggs now that are twice the cost,
three times the cost.
But you know, the chickens are happier, but I'm not sure we are.
Yeah,
you've got but now I think that America has realized that. You know what? Maybe we need to start going back to a more of a cleaner, wholesome diet. So you have beef that's raised without any type of antibiotics. You've got chickens raised without any type of antibiotics. You've got, you know, you say organic vegetables, but you got to really check about what they mean by organic.
Yeah.
You know, does it have anything sprayed on it at all? And if it's not sprayed there, is it sprayed later? You know, it's grown organically, but it's you know, other things have happened to it.
Increase the shelf life there,
But the bottom line, though, is diet, exercise?
Exercise.
Big thing, too?
Yeah, absolutely. Keep the regular exercise, what they are recommending now, 5 days a week. For breast cancer, it improves your chance, decreases your risk.
Mm-hmm.
So 5 days a week, if you can exercise, that's great. I don't go 5 days, so I'm trying. But it is.
Exercise can take all kinds of forms.
That could be a half hour of walking a day.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember Dr. Khan sitting right where you were sitting one day and said, if you walk 30 minutes a day.
That's great.
I don't care what else. If you don't change anything else in your life, you're going to extend your life by at least 5 years.
No, he's absolutely right.
You didn't have to stop smoking. You didn't have to do anything. You just walked and exercised and got your body going.
Exercise is great. So all these things make a difference.
And incorporate them into your everyday regular lifestyle.
That's right.
Good exercise. Good sleep habits. Good nutrition.
Oh, yeah.
All of these things.
Let's talk about sleep. Sleep's a big thing, too, isn't it? I mean, a good night's sleep.
Basically what happens is I think it goes for all the cancers, but especially for breast cancer.
Uh-huh.
Stress in our life increases or changes the hormones in our body.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very well known connection there. So if you're more stressful, you'll have more of problematic hormone release in your system. And I think that's where the sleep, how sleep connects into this chain. Because if you're sleep, you have enough good night sleep, your body is able to repair itself, you have enough time to become stress-free, multiple different pathways come along and do good for you. Mm-hmm. So those basic things are always true there.
Everything that you said, Rima, everything you said are things that we were told by our parents.
That's
back,
exactly.
And you know, back when we were children, to mm-hmm. eat right, get lots of sleep, they kick us out of the house.
Which
parents don't do anymore.
They
kick
us out of the house. We need to encourage that.
We need to do that.
And just one last thought for everybody. The studies that I've read now a couple of times here in the last week have shown that Americans are the most obese nation. Yep. We as Americans, North Americans.
Travel in the other countries. It's very
citizens,
evident.
Yeah.
We are the most obese in the world.
And now, that's where we can work and help ourselves.
That's it. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break here. Our guest is Dr. Primula Dhanuka, and we are talking cancer, some cause and effects, things you can do to help yourself fight it off, and about self-exams, going to see the doctor. That's what I want to talk about now, is regular checkups when we get back. Okay. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by the Reading Civic Auditorium. They're having a great, great series of shows coming in here, Flash Dance, a number of these are going to be happening at the Civic. And you can become a member at different levels, get you better seats, get you early seats, get you special things if you're a member of the Civic. Give them a call at the Civic box office or check out readingcivic.com. Find out how you can become a member of something that is this great. It's been going on for 45 years in our community, and to keep this going. We'll be right back after these messages.
Fall is just around the corner, and if you're looking for that special gift or a wardrobe fix, Dandelion is your destination. Located at 1322 Pine Street, walk into the all-new and expanded Dandelion Boutique, and you'll discover the largest selection of Brighton in the North State. Every day, there are new arrivals with the latest styles and colors. Let one of the gals at Dandelion help you select what's right for your body type. Friendly, always fashionable, Dandelion. Open 10 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and 10 to 5 on Saturday.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay and neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
Take your passion. Hi, Linda Bott here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Reading's own Civic Auditorium.
The Reading Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show and take in the stunning debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance the Musical.
the devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters,
the wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group, and the fun family experience of Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit ReadingCivic.com or the Reading Civic box office.
See you at the show.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, your community talk radio station, your newspaper of the air, your finder of facts, your blabberer of fine thoughts.
We're not talking about it. It's not important.
If we're, that's right, and it's 12 minutes until 9 o'clock right here at KCNR 1460. 66 degrees out there, going up to 95. We're going to have like 95, 96 weather till, I guess, Saturday.
Saturday, and then we're 77. Yeah, going way down. And maybe a little rain.
Yeah, chance of rain. But that means on Sunday, though, you can go out to View 202 and listen to Linda sing from 11 to 1. And it's going to be a beautiful day looking at the
Looking at the forecast.
Oh,
it looks good.
Yeah.
What can I say? Out on the patio, beautiful.
Super. Hey, a lot of things going on today. Remember, tonight at Westside Wines, Linda and Molly are going to be pouring there and doing their show
Think Pink. Yeah.
For Think Pink. And I think 23% of proceeds go to Think Pink, and all that stays in this area. And we're honored to have Dr. Primula Danuka, who is one of our local oncologists who has you have your own center too.
That's right. And Pace Cancer Center.
Pace Cancer Center. And you see a lot of people, I imagine.
We do.
And we were just talking about how changes, modifications in your lifestyle can help you.
Absolutely.
Help prevent or help fight it. Mm-hmm. When you have somebody that comes in, we talked about the preventable ones, but the treatable, different types of treatable cancers. But are there changes in cancer treatments all the time? I mean, are there advances coming all the time?
Absolutely. There are new medicines, new options available to the patients, and much more reduced toxicity with these newer chemotherapies that we see. So it's improving, and of course, it helps in the longevity for the the patients. So it is there, but the best thing is prevention. Like I said, if we never get it, that's the best thing.
So we want to prevent, and then the next thing is
early detection.
Okay. We know something. We just detected something, and we thought that, frankly, we should all say it at one time.
Absolutely, right. Because this is important.
That's right. Ready?
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday tomorrow.
Somebody outed you.
I didn't know what's going to
happen. Happy birthday, Doctor.
Thank you.
So, how nice of you to join us on your very special day.
It's tomorrow. Dr. B says it's tomorrow, but
yeah. So happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
You're at an age you get to spread it out over several days.
We do a birthday week or a birthday month or sometimes a birthday year if
Linda,
we want.
Linda,
we are all getting old, Chris.
Yeah,
No. We're just gaining in wisdom.
Okay, I like that.
When Linda turned 50, we had birthday 2 years.
Yeah.
It was her birthday for a year, and then she took another year just to kind of slow it down.
Exactly.
So. Yeah, that's perfect.
Now, age. Does age have anything to do with cancer?
Absolutely. We are growing older, I mean, we will all, like, you know, that Bob was pointing out that we are all going to have cancer.
If we live long enough,
we are going to have cancer because our cardiologists have done a wonderful job, and I thank them for it. But we are all living longer. Right now, average American age is 80 years. And just for the breast cancer statistics, any woman who reaches 80 years, there is 12% risk of her getting breast cancer.
And 80, my goodness, the average age used to be somewhere around 50, 55.
Right now it's 80,
Oh, it's beautiful.
Thanks to the medical profession.
Keep yourself healthy. You have to last a lot longer now.
Exactly, and you have to keep going, keep checking, and keep making this last as long as we can.
That's right, and you keep walking and and all these things because I plan on at least 97. I think 97 is a good year.
That's great. We want you to go 100, Carl.
Okay, I want to go to 100, but I want to be 100 walking around.
And
not drilling on myself. So, no, but the way to do that is to do my checkups, my stay active.
Yeah.
Watch your diet.
That's
get out of radio. Or maybe radio helps because you get rid of all that stress. I get rid of the stress in the morning.
Yeah.
Rest of the day, you kind of, you know, okay.
I have a gentleman that comes to the Frontier Senior Center breakfast on the first Sunday of every month. And for his 100th birthday, I gave him free breakfast for the rest of his life.
That's nice.
103.
That's amazing.
Drives himself to the breakfast, comes in, perfectly active.
So is that costing you money now?
It is, and I love it. $5, $6 a month for 3 years now.
That's good.
I love it.
No, that's amazing. That I like that. When I hear such beautiful stories, it makes me feel happy.
Exactly.
You want people to do well.
But he's thin and active and he keeps himself fit, going beautifully.
We got a few minutes left. What happens when do people not follow instructions? If they come into you and because I know a lot of times you don't have real good news, but do people at that point do they just not follow any instructions to do better, or how do you handle something like that? Or does everybody usually follow what you say?
No, it's not there. We are all people. We have our own ways of doing things, how we do. Sometimes we'd love all the people not to have cancer, like I said, but it's not possible. So
right.
We do see cancers. We educate them. First, my first job with all my patients is I try to educate them as much as possible because I believe people do better when they take responsibility of their own bodies, whether it's before cancer or after cancer, doesn't matter. When they are the in charge, they do better. So I try to educate them what's going on, just where we are and what's the whole big picture. So, you know, like you said, we are the messenger of bad news most
sometimes,
of the time.
Yeah.
And most of the time we are, but sometimes those good newses are the ones that keeps us floating to be able to do all the job that we are trying to do here. And I education is my big push with my patient and keeping their morale high. You know, PACE Cancer Center, it stands for, it's an acronym actually.
Oh, okay.
So it's called Positive Thinking, Care, and Excellence.
Okay.
Okay, so positive attitude. That's the number one thing in any cancer.
Positive attitude.
Positive attitude. That's the foremost thing.
It is what it is. What can I do about it now?
What do we do about going forward? Whatever happened, happened. Past is past. So keeping a high, open mind of learning, taking care of yourself, going forward, and keeping optimistic viewpoint. That's the key to getting good results and having a supportive environment, which we from the doctor's side, we can only provide, but we want the families and the community to provide the same to the patients, too. Second thing, care, that's what we are trying to do, but medicine part comes third, in my opinion. I don't think the medicine can only do what it can do, but these other first two parts are what we can, as people, can do to our patients.
Positive attitude.
And yep. Care.
And
if we can provide them, we make their whatever life left, even if in bad situations when they have advanced cancers, we make it worthwhile. And that's what our goal is.
You want to live as long as you can, as happily as you can. Mm-hmm. So if you can, and that's one of the things that you're there is provide that kind of an atmosphere for a person who has had bad news.
And we wanted to be there for all our patients. Doesn't matter whether they followed instructions or did not follow instructions.
Okay, so we've got a couple minutes left. Let's gather all this up. That early detection can save your life, and you as a person need to take responsibility for your body.
Absolutely.
And you know your body, if there's something going on, and you need to tell the doctor, you need to do the self breast exams. Do all of these. You would take your car in every 3,000 miles for oil change. You need to take care of your body. That it's not a death sentence. Cancer is not a death sentence.
Absolutely.
That you can, you know, changing your environment in the sense of how you eat, what you eat, exercise, sleep, rest, and drinking and smoking can have an impact, too.
Absolutely.
Dr. Danuka, thank you so much for being with us.
You're very welcome. It was my pleasure being here and able to convey all this information to all people in my community.
And I hope you have a very, very special day tomorrow.
Yeah.
On your birthday.
What,
enjoy. You got something special planned?
I don't know yet.
maybe a surprise.
Does Piyush have something planned?
I don't know. He comes up with these things. I wasn't expecting this to come up here. He tried not to.
Never know.
You never know.
Well, thank you so much for being with us. And thank you for so much you all do for our community. I mean that. The doctors, Danuka, have done so much. You know, you help put on displays at Turtle Bay. You've done so many things for our community. And we appreciate you all selecting Redding to come here and live and be a part
here.
Of it. Yeah.
We consider this as our home. Our kids love it here. And for the last 10 years, we have been blessed being in Redding.
So we want to give back
as much as we have taken from here.
In fact, I think you've got a couple members of your family have come here. Other doctors. You're bringing doctors into our community.
Actually, we are trying to get as many people here as we can. And in fact, recently, Piyush's practice, they've joined Dr. Paramveer Singh. He's a new gastroenterologist in their practice. And he's our friend from our medical school.
That's great.
Oh, very good, very good.
Yep. So we were instrumental in having him come here and convincing him, and I think we are happy that he's here.
I think Paish said, yeah, he came here yesterday, he's working today. That's good.
Remember, it's Think Pink Day. Everybody out there, Think Pink.
Head on out to tonight to the Sundial. Sundial Bridge for the lighting of the bridge, but also at West Side Wines to help fight breast cancer. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys.
Think Pink.
Which are you?
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Saying the security situation in Afghanistan
is still very fragile.
President Obama announcing he is delaying the planned withdrawal of American forces.
I've decided to maintain our current posture of 9,800 troops in Afghanistan through most of next year, 2016.
Mr. Obama had pledged to end the war in Afghanistan during his tenure, but he says that while the Afghan military has made progress, it's still not as strong as it needs to be. The president says American forces will continue to focus on counterterrorism and training Afghan troops. A major development in the court case involving a former Speaker of the House.
An attorney for Dennis Hastert has told a federal judge the former House Speaker intends to plead guilty in a federal hush money case. John Gallo said during a brief hearing on Thursday he expects to have a written plea agreement by next Monday. He's asked the judge to set a date.